put one egg on top of another egg to build them up, the same thing, you have to put the top layer first, then the bottom layer, but not the bottom layer, then the top layer. Rashi says, Beyim gasos, hanesunos al pi kli chalal. If you have like big eggs that you want to put on top of a hole of a kli, on top of something else, so you can't aim a shiv as a kli, you can't first put the kli down, and then you start to put on top of them the eggs, but rather first put the eggs, and then you put the kli underneath them. Now what you can't do, to say there of a vineyard the way you usually build, from downwards upwards. V'chein kederah, the same thing applies by a pot. V'chein puriah, the same thing applies by a bed. V'chein chavita, the same thing applies by a jug. When you want to store one on top of another, you have to put the top first, then the bottom, but not downwards upwards. Rashi says v'chein kederah, or the same thing, shemashivin habeis chavyis, when you want to put a pot on top of two barrels, you can't first put the two barrels there, then the pot on top of it, but rather first put the pot and then put the two barrels underneath it. Same thing by a bed. You have to first put the top straight across and then put the legs on it. So the Moravaita. Turn around, look at the price like this. Ein soimchen es hakadera bedekas. You can't hold, you can't be soimach. You can't hold up a pot bedekas with wood. The chen hadelos is not a door either. So the Gemara asks on this, it says it can't be Samech HaKedera and the Bekas, V'chein Bedelot, same thing with the door. So Pashto means that you can't put a pot on top of the door. For the Gemara, Bedelot HaKedaitoch, like it's not a Derech, nobody puts the pots on top of the doors. Rashi says maybe a break. What it means to say is V'chein HaDelot. The same thing applies with a door. You're not allowed to hold up a door, the Bekas, you can't hold it up with wood. In other words, the purpose of using wood on Yom Tov is only for the purpose of burning purposes. It's l'mid l'hatzaka, to burn with. But if you want to use it for other purposes, to hold things up with, for that purpose we say the wood is considered muksa, and you're not allowed to use it for that purpose on Yom Tov. Tana Rabbon, we learn to the price like this. Ein semchin es hakedera b'vikas. You can't hold up a kedera, a pot, with a bikas, with the wood. V'chein hadelos, the same thing, you can't hold up a door with the wood. Says clearly, because wood was only given to be used on Yom Tov, only for the purpose of burning. For burning the wood, that's what the wood is aimed for that it's not called muksa. But for other purposes, to use the wood to hold up a pot or to hold up a door, for that we say it's muksa. For Rabbi Shimon Mate, Rabbi Shimon says no, like Rashi said, the less than muksa we always had. Rabbi Shimon is always makel a muksa, does not for muksa, therefore Rabbi Shimon is makel. The Gemara says, V'yein manhigin es ha-behema b'makab yomtif. Like the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to lead your animals with a staff on yomtif. For Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Mater. Rebbe Lezer Shimon says, yes, you're allowed to lead your animals with a staff on yomtif. So the Gemara wants to explain, what's the machlokes tolyin? Lema, let's say, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, ki avu asir lei. That Rebbe Lezer, the son of Rebbe Shimon, holds like his father, holds like Rebbe Shimon Shita, to less lay muksa, that he does not hold for muksa. So therefore, you're allowed to use a staff. Hey, the havamina is what a staff is like wood. So you're not allowed to use wood like we had before, only for the burning purposes, but not to lead your animals with it. But according to Reb Shimon, that holds no, there's no isamuksa on wood. You're allowed to use wood for other purposes. So maybe that's why he holds. You're allowed to lead your animals holding their staff also. So Mora says, no, that's not the machlokes you see him. Poho afilu Reb Shimon moide. Could be that even Reb Shimon is moide, even though there's no isamuksa upon the staff itself. There's a new issue why you're not allowed to lead your animals with a staff, with a stick on Yom Tov. Mishum de mechse command the ozo lechinga. Because it looks like you want to take it to the marketplace to sell it. So if it looks like you want to take it to sell it, that's why it's also to do on Yom Tov. It has nothing to do with the issue muksa. Even though like Rav Shimon Shita could be that the staff is not muksa, still you're not allowed to lead your animals on Yom Tov because it looks like you're taking it to the marketplace. So it's an issue of the Rabbonim. But the Gemara says, Chazoro, that's like a bamboo cane, is Rav Nachman also. Rav Nachman says it's also. Rav Shesha sold this muta. So the Chuda Shalom, is there allowed to touch it or not? Is this called muksa or not? So Rashi says, Naf eitz shuchad, it's like a sharp piece of wood, and you could use it to roast the meat on. So the question is a muta or not? So Rashi says, Rav Nachman also, the yontem mishum de muksa ninu, litaltol. It's a piece of sharp stick of wood, and you do not set it aside before Yom Tov to use to roast on. Therefore, it's muktzeh, it's not called the kli, you can't use it on Yom Tov. So the Gemara explains the machlokes like this. Beretiva, when it's wet, everybody holds it's also. Because when it's wet, like it's fresh, it's not ready to burn yet. Therefore, it's not called the kli, it's not usable yet. Therefore, it's called muktzeh. Ki pligi, where is the machlokes here, biyaveshta, when this bamboo stick, like, dried out. So man the yosa, the one of Nachman holds it's also amaloch, lenit no wait in elalasoka. You're only allowed to use wood for burning purposes. So therefore it's like muksa. The wood, you only have the right to use the wood only for the purpose of burning. But not for the purpose of burning, you don't have a right to use the wood. And the Gemara says, Uman the shari, but the one that says it's mutter, man the shari amaloch. Mali litzlois boy, mali litzlois digachaltoi. What's the difference to use the wood for burning purposes, to roast the meat with, or to roast it the gachalto with its coals? So Rashi says, "Mali litzlois boy litzchay b'toychay." What's the difference to use this piece of wood now the way you want to use it? You want to use it as a spit in order to push it through the meat. So what's the difference between doing this, "Mali litzlois the gachalto"? What's the difference to use it as burning wood, firewood, and then you're first going to roast the meat with its coals? Like, what's the difference? You're doing the same purpose now. Even if you hold this svara, wood is only set aside for burning purposes. But hey, what's the burning purposes? That you'll be able to roast your meat with it. This is also called roasting the meat. The fact you want to use it as a spit to put this piece of wood into the meat to roast on, he holds this all one tashmish, therefore it's mutter. Balak Mor says, Ikabiyamri, some say like this. The aveshta, when the wood is dry, I tell you, kuliyamuloi pligidi shari. Everybody holds from this svara that it's mutter. When the wood is dry, so since you can use the wood right now for like burning fire in order to roast the meat, on top of it, who are then you could also use the wood right now as a spit to use it to put it into the meat to roast the meat with? Ki pligu is, the omachlekas, I tell you, viritivosai. When you have a wet piece of wood, the wood is still dry, it's still wet, it's still fresh, it's not so usable now to burn with. Man the Yosef Nachman that says it's also to lechazi lasoka, because right now you can't use it for burning purposes. Therefore, the wood is muksa, it's not usable now in Yom Tov. Well, man the Shari, the one that says it's mutter, omlach, will tell you, hachazi lehesegodu. No, still it could be used. This wood could be used for a big fire. If you have a big fire, hesegodu, it could be used. See, even though the wood is still wet and still fresh, for a big, strong, hot fire, you put this wood in, so first the fire would dry up the wood. And then it could be used. The Gemara says, the maskonari, the locher is, yavesh to shari. If it's a dry piece of wood, then it's mutter. Riti vosay osa. But if it's a wet piece of meat, wet piece of stick, then it's osa. Riti vosay, when it's wet, since it's not usable right now, we don't say that svara to say that since it could be used by a big fire, it's usable all places, no. Because usually you don't use it on big fires, use it on small fires. If a small fire is right now, it's not usable. You have to wait till the stick first dries out. Therefore, it's not usable for burning purposes, so for sure you cannot use it for this purpose of using it as a spit to like roast it meat on. Dorash Rav Darshan like this. Isha loiti kones ledira etzim. A woman cannot go into the deer etzim, into the warehouse where she stores the wood. Litum em ud. In order to take out an ud. An ud now, that's like when you're roasting, you're using an oven, that's like the wood, the stick you use to move around the coals in the oven. So an isha is not allowed to go to the warehouse where she has the wood. In other words, because those pieces of wood are like muksa. They're only set aside to use for burning purposes. They're not used for other purposes. So you can't take now a piece of wood there and use it for the purpose of a kli to use for the oven. But what about the ud shenishbaro? What happened to ud? You had the stick that was prepared already from before Yom Tov, that you use it to when you bake with the oven. Now it broke on Yom Tov. Is also lahasika b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn this wood now on Yom Tov. Why? You're only allowed to burn a full kli. In other words, the kli, that's called a kli, it's not muksa. But once the kelim broke, you can't burn it now. In other words, the svar is, now that it broke, it's considered like muksa. And mashma rava holds like Rav Yehuda, I think Gemara says now. Lememri, you want to tell me, the rava krev Yehuda sirulei. That Rava holds like a Yehuda Shita, that he holds from the Yisra Muksa. If he holds from the Yisra Muksa, therefore, a regular Kli that's not Muksa you're allowed to use for burning purposes also. My shank and a kli that broke now in Yontif, now that it broke, it's not fit to be used. It's like muksa, you can't use it. So Mara says, for Mara asks the question, for Omale Rav Lishmaya, Rav told the servant, Tovali bar avza, roast me a duck, for shad yumei lishunra, and throw the insides to the cat. So chura the insides, it's like muksa, how are you allowed to throw it to the cat? Why isn't the muksa the insides? Like Rashi says, the meyesmo muchen liyodim hoya, for leil klofim. To come and rehearsal in the veil of Merah Shabbos Asura. If you do the sheet, there is like before Shabbos, before Yom Tif, this was aimed to use for a person and not to give it to a cat. So how are you allowed to throw the insides of this of the duck to the cats? So Marin says, Kivon de Mesuachi me'esmo daiti olavayu. Since if you leave it alone, the insides will get ruined, will get spoiled. It's like you never had in mind even yesterday to use it. Like you knew they're going to get spoiled, so therefore you had in mind to give it to the cats. Therefore, it's not muksa, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, it's not called muksa. Alright, turn over. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Reiner, Noitel Adam Kisum Mishalafonov. A person is allowed to take, like a chip, a piece of wood, from what's in front of him, Lach Tzorech Zboishinov, in order to clean out, to pick out his teeth. On the gavav min achotzer, there's a lot of collect the chips from the courtyard. On madlik, and there's a lot of make a fire from it. Shekol masha b'chotzer, anything that's in his chotzer, in his courtyard, muchenu. It's sitter prepared from before Yom Tif, it's not called muksa. Therefore, you're allowed to use these woods that's in the floor of the courtyard. The chips. The chachom and moim, the chachom say like this. Megavav mishalafonu. You're allowed to collect the chips that are in front of you. Or madlik and burn them. But that's all. The ones that are in back of you, you have to collect together, even in the courtyard itself. Ein moitzienes or loimenetzim. You're not allowed to create fire from wood, like by rubbing wood together. For loimen avod, not from rubbing stones together. For loimen efer, and not from earth. For loimen harofim, and not from tiles. For loimen amayim, and not from water. The ein melavden es harofim, and you're not allowed to make the tiles like red hot, malavnin, make them red hot, estarofim, the tiles, litzlois them, in order to roast on them. And Rashi, the Gemara will explain the reason. So Rashi explains here that, noita lodem kisim mishlofonov, mimash lofonov abayis, anything that's in front of him in the house. Lachtos boshinov, lito boster, to take out the meat, hachoytos benshinov, that's barbering stuck in between the teeth. O mishlofonov lavdaf, the reblos, af minachotze nami, the koma koma shebachotze muchenu. Not even burning it. In other words, Rashi, anything that's in the chutz from the courtyard is called muchin, you're allowed to use. And then Rashi, the megavav means ksamim dak and collect the small chips. The kosher min achutz for madlik bim, if used for firewood. The chum say though, Rashi Rabba min achutz loy hoyel. But in the courtyard it's no good. The dakinain it's too small, the turich, and it's a lot of bother. Le kosher miyetzmil. So really, from yesterday, it was not prepared for this purpose. So therefore, it's the big tircha, therefore, blives the muksa. Then Rashi says, ve'moitzines, or mishum demoilet. You're like creating something new. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape, mishum agovaita.
Ah, it's just a Mishnah, yeah. Here, so I'll begin the Mishnah, here, the Aflamat Gimel Omer Aleph, on the bottom. Rabbi Elazar Reimer, Noite Lodom Kiso Mishlofonov. A person can take the pieces of wood, Kiso, like chips, that are in front of him. Lachsas Boishinov. So one Chiddush is, you're allowed to take the wood, even though it's Oymid L'Hasoka. He holds you're allowed to use it for other purposes also. You could use it to clean out your teeth with, like a toothpick. Now, u'megavev min hachotzer, there's another chiddush he holds, that you can collect the wood even that's in your backyard. Not only what's in the house, mamash right in front of you, even what's in your backyard also. U'megavev, you could collect min hachotzer, the chips, the pieces of wood that's in your backyard, courtyard. U'madlik, and you could use it for firewood. She'kol ma'a she'bechotzer muchenu. But this is his two chiddushim he's saying. First of all, that you're allowed to use the wood that's not muksa to clean out your teeth. That's one chiddush. And secondly, which wood is called muksa? Hey, not only the wood that's right in front of you you can use, but even the wood that's in the chatzar also is not called muksa. It's all called muksa. It's called prepared before Yom Tif. You have like that to use it, and you could use it for burning purposes. And no, then you could use it for a purpose. Use it for toothpick to clean out your teeth. The Chachom and Maim, the Chachom argue, Rash learns on both things. The Chachom and Maim, Megaviv, Mishalafonav. No, you're only allowed to collect the wood that's in front of you. Mashenkin, the wood that's in the chotzer in the courtyard, that's called muksa. So Rash learns, since they're small pieces and it's very hard to collect them, it's a lot of tircha. It's like you didn't think about it before Yom Tov, most probably you didn't have das to do it. So therefore, the wood like remains muksa. Umadlik, another thing he holds, the only thing you could do with the wood that's only in front of you, in front of you, pasher means in your house, like the chips of wood that you have right in front of you in your house, you're allowed to use those chips, but only umadlik, only to use to burn. So he argues on two points, that you can't use it for a toothpick because it's eitzim, and eitzim could only be used lahatsaka and not for other purposes. And also he holds that the woods in the chotzer is called muksa, it's only the wood that's melafona right in front of you you could use. Now, ain moitzin eso, now the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to create fire. Ain moitzin eso, you can't create fire, loimen eitzim, not from wood, by rubbing two pieces of wood together, loimen avonim, not from two stones, loimen eifer, not from ashes. Rash learns, it means karka, kosher, kishachofer, noisoin moitzin or. Very hard ground, when you dig it up, you cause fire, you could cause fire. Veloimin harofim, and not from tiles. Veloimin hamayim, and not from water. Mustami means that you have the sun coming through, Mustami could make the fire come through the water also. Vein malavmin esarofim. You're not allowed to make the tiles very, very hot. Malavna means like make them red hot. Or velitzois ben, in order to roast with them, litzois ben. This you can't do. And we'll see in the Gemara why not. Rashi Bo'or, the Gemara Forest Taima. Why can't you, Malavna means make them red hot, the tiles. Litzlois them in order to be able to use, to roast on, you can't do that on Yom Tov. Mor says, the Omer Rav Yehuda,